claims of more atrocities. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The mayor of Bucha, on the outskirts of the Ukrainian capital of Kiev, says they found three more mass graves filled with what he says are civilians killed by Russian troops. And just up the road, crews digging through the rubble in the village of Borodyanka are finding more horrific discoveries, according to President Zelensky.
It's much worse there. Even more victims of the Russian occupiers. And what will happen when the whole world learns what the Russian military did in Mariupol?
Ukraine says it aims to set up 10 humanitarian corridors today to try and evacuate trapped civilians. Russia has been suspended from the United Nations Human Rights Council in a vote in the General Assembly, even as Moscow admits for the first time their invasion hasn't gone according to plan.
Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov telling Sky News, "We have had significant losses of troops in Ukraine, and it's a huge tragedy for us."
Fox's Griff Jenkins in western Ukraine. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has tested positive for the coronavirus just days after hugging President Biden at the White House. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says federal health officials have assured them it is not a concern.
Their definition of it is 15 minutes of contact within a set period of time and within 6 feet. It did not meet that bar.
At least seven other members of Congress have also tested positive this week. The president celebrating with his Supreme Court nominee on Thursday.
Ketanji Brown Jackson has been confirmed as the 116th Supreme Court justice and the first black woman to serve on the high court.
At every step of her upbringing and career, Ketanji Brown Jackson ranked among the highest of achievers.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer ahead of a 53-47 vote. Three Republicans joining all 50 Democrats in support of confirming Jackson. Vice President Kamala Harris presided over the vote.
Fox's Jared Halperin. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Texas preparing for next month's end of Trump-era immigration restrictions.
Guard running drills in Mission, Texas, designed to simulate how they would respond to a mass migration event. The drills ordered by Texas Governor Greg Abbott in preparation for the lifting of Title 42 next month. Hundreds of soldiers and heavy equipment, all part of the drills, which took place in other border hotspots as well. They're meant to prepare the state for whatever comes after May 23rd.
Forward!
That is when Title 42 goes away, and DHS projects the border could see up to 18,000 illegal crossings every single day.
Fox's Bill Malusian at the border. The U.S. has sharply increased the number of Ukrainians being admitted into the country at the Mexican border, even as more refugees fleeing the Russian invasion follow that same circuitous route. A government recreation center in Tijuana had about 1,000 Ukrainian refugees waiting yesterday. The Biden administration has said it would take up to 100,000 Ukrainians who've been displaced by the war. Another state's legislature is taking up the issue of transgender children.
The Alabama House of Representatives has approved sweeping legislation that outlaws gender-affirming medications for transgender children and has advanced legislation that would prohibit classroom instruction on sexual and gender identity in early grades. Representative Neil Rafferty, the only openly gay member of the Alabama legislature, calls the bill wrong and said it undermines family rights. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says LGBTQ kids can't be erased or forced back into any closet.
And kids across our nation should be allowed to be who they are without the threat that their parents or their doctor could be imprisoned simply for helping them and loving them.
The Southern Poverty Law Center and other legal and LGBTQ groups have announced they will sue should Governor Kay Ivey sign the bill into law. Lee Silasera, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.